You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning, the United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child called out the failure of the New Zealand government to raise the minimum age of criminal responsibility. Referring to the current minimum age of criminal responsibility, the committee stated clearly that the New Zealand government is just not getting children's rights right. I spoke to Lisa Woods, Campaigns Director for Amnesty International Aotearoa, on this matter.
Under international human rights standards, the minimum age for criminal responsibility is 14, and our criminal age of responsibility is 10, which is far too young. And so we have an obligation, the government has an obligation and a duty under their international human rights obligations to raise the age of criminal responsibility. And this isn't the first time the United Nations has called out the government on this issue. It was back in 2019, was the last time, and we've seen it again. So it's really unacceptable that it's taking so many years and the government is dragging its feet in meeting its obligations under international human rights.
Why do you think reforms are taking so long?
Yeah, look, it's really frustrating and just completely unacceptable that it's taking so long. And I think that is a good question about why it's taking so long, and I guess only the minister and the government can answer that one. But, you know, what we do know is that the age of 10 is far too young. There's just an overwhelming amount of medical and psychological evidence that shows children's brains are still developing, particularly the part that regulates judgment and decision-making and impulse control. And as such, it's just not right to hold them accountable the same way we do as adults. And when we think about the issue of young people committing harm, you know, what's behind this can be really complex. But what research clearly indicates is that punitive approaches are just not effective at preventing reoffending. And what we're risking with our current approach, with the current legislation, with criminal age, is that we're responding to issues caused by trauma, a lack of health, a lack of mental health support, by essentially, so instead of solving these problems, we're essentially funneling children into a system that can trap them for the rest of their lives, doing irrevocable damage to the child and the rest of society.
Amnesty International has also suggested a two-step strategy to approaching this issue. Says here that the number of children committing serious offences in Aotearoa, New Zealand is extremely small. There have been no reported cases of children aged 10 or 11 committing murder or manslaughter since at least the late 1970s. This means that in practice, all offending by this age group is being addressed outside of the criminal justice system already. So a raise of the age of criminal responsibility to 12 years old can happen immediately.
Yeah, so just as you said, because in practice so basically 10 and 11-year-olds could only be held criminally liable for murder and manslaughter, and as you were just reporting there, there hasn't been a reported case of that we're aware of for many decades now. So in practice, all offending in that age group is dealt with already outside of the criminal justice system. So it would be very easy for the government to raise the age immediately to 12. And what we want, and obviously you've got a slightly higher number of young people in that older age group of 13 and 14-year-olds. And what we want to make sure is that when raising the age, that the processes and responses we have to those young people are safe, they're appropriate, and are going to protect the young person and deal with what's going on that might be causing them to commit the harm that they are doing. And in doing this, it's really important to be talking and working with people impacted. But, you know, something that we've always said in this campaign as well, and this fundamentally goes back to our campaigning in the criminal justice system, is that, you know, fundamentally, a lot of these issues in the criminal justice system come back to Aotearoa's colonial history. So actually what's really important when we're thinking about systems such as the care and protection system, the criminal justice system, that actually we're doing that while talking about the need to properly recognise titularity and things such as the whole of the care and protection system needs to be led by Māori.
I'm reading here that there are pathways forward in terms of addressing these changes needed within our criminal justice system, such as those set up by the Inaia Tonune Hui Māori report. This report builds on extensive work done by other researchers and advocates before them, including an influential paper published by Moana Jackson as well. Does this also address a problem within our judicial system that Māori are very much overrepresented, and in specific maybe Māori children as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And this just comes back to the absolute need when we're having these discussions to fully recognise the harm that has come from colonialism, essentially, and that if we're fully going to address that harm, that means we need to fully and properly recognise titiriti and the constitutional change that entails, and the need to ensure that power is distributed accordingly to what is in titiriti. And so that's essential when we're thinking about how is it that in the long term, and when we're talking about structural change, we can make change that's really going to work. And things like raising the criminal ages is really important, because those types of policies reduce the harm, can help try and reduce harm that is occurring now. But it's important that when we're doing that part of that conversation, we keep an eye on the need for those bigger structural changes as well.
Now, in 2021, the government advised that it was monitoring the progress of a working group set up to review the laws in Australia, where many states have set the minimum age of criminal responsibility at 10 years old. But since then, the New Zealand government have gone quiet despite the rising calls for reform. With the elections coming up this year, do you think this topic of conversation definitely needs to be pushed a lot further?
Absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, the types of issues that we're talking about. You know, when we're getting it wrong, it's causing the deepest and most irrevocable harm to people. And so it's something that, you know, cannot be brushed aside or dealt with by superficial political slogans. We need real, sustained and action that's really meaningful and is doing what the evidence tells us, what we're obliged to do under our international human rights obligations. And you know, when we're thinking about when a child does something wrong, it's often because they've been seriously let down by society, and no one wants to see children and young people trapped in a system that they can never get out of for the rest of their lives. The harm that to the individual, to family, whānau, to society is just massive from that. So where we really need the conversations and where we need the action is in early interventions to protect and support young people, rather than downstream interventions that only, you know, that are failing to address the underlying issues. And the concern is if you're only, you know, sort of focusing on you know, that downstream stuff, we're not preventing people entering the cycle.
Last year, Amnesty International Aotearoa launched a petition urging Justice Minister Kiritapu Allen to raise the age of criminal responsibility to at least 14. This was per August of last year. Obviously, with it being the very beginning of this year, what is some action that Amnesty International is looking to push in order to really get some reform?
Yeah, like there's lots of organisations and activists behind this campaign. Some have been working for many years on this, so it's something where the mahi has been underway for a long, long time across lots of different parts of civil society, and that campaign is going to keep going. So we really encourage people to do what they can to support it. And one way is that we do have a petition on our website at amnesty.org.nz. So we'd really encourage people to sign that and show their support and to help us put pressure on the minister to make this change.
That was Lisa Woods from Amnesty International Aotearoa New Zealand speaking about the failure of the New Zealand government to raise the minimum age of criminal responsibility.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.